how can rationality be in goodness? See, it's a rough parallel. It's not necessarily entirely true. I'm just giving a correlation. Two points. Sarvadvareshu deheesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yada tada vidya viruddham sattvam ityuta. In 14.11, the Bhagavata Krishna says, Sarvadvareshu deheesmin. The body has many doors, the eyes, the ears. When there is prakasham upajayate, when these are illuminated, at that time, jnanam yada tada vidya. When they are illuminated like this by knowledge, at that time, vidya, no Arjuna, Vivruddham sattvam ityuta. Know that it is mode of goodness. Now when it is, they are illumined, it is not that a person in goodness, you know, their eyes give out some light or ears give out some light. Basically what it means is that if there is a door and the door is dark, then anybody can come inside and we will not know who is coming. And if somebody slips in, we will not know whether this person is a friend or this person is an enemy or is a thief or we won't know anything. But if the door is open, then, if there's light in the doorway, you can say, hey, this person is a friend, welcome. This person is suspicious, wait, watch, who is he? This person is a thief, get out. So like that, when the door is illumined by knowledge, we can discern whom to let in, whom to not let in. So like that, when there is goodness, that means whatever is coming at the door of our senses, we are able to discern. Okay. The eyes fall on something. Should I be seeing this or should I not be seeing this? Then we are able to discern. And we said, no, I don't want to see this. Six. The tongue starts watering on seeing something. Should I eat this or should I not eat this? We are able to discern. So we don't let information, the information about the world come in unprocessed into our consciousness. That is mode of goodness. And rationality helps us in that. Now when we are rational, at that time we can observe and we can evaluate. If we are not rational, we are emotional, then what happens is that we are just driven by likes. Oh, this looks good. Let me do it. But then it may look good, but it may not have a good effect on me. So rationality, in one sense, raises us above emotions and helps us to objectively observe. Now, the problem is, when I talk about Hitler, Hitler was not in goodness. You know, he was in tamoguna. But I was giving an example to illustrate that rationality, when it becomes excessive, just as when emotionality becomes excessive, it can become destructive. So in that case, now to lose our rationality is bad, but to lose everything except our rationality, that is also bad. I have no other things, it's just I'm just functioning like a machine as per a program. Okay, this makes sense, this makes sense. There are no emotions involved. So we see that Krishna talks about Dushkritinaha. In 7.15 in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that there are some people who are demoniac. The Kriti means, Prabhupada writes in that purport, that they are talented. But Dushkritina means the talent is misdirected. So for example, terrorists. Now when the terrorists execute an attack, often they have to use their intelligence to penetrate into a particular country and to take the bomb at a particular place and get there. But it's all tragically, horrendously misdirected. So there is kruti. So when rationality is there, but that rationality has become caught in only a particular frame of thinking. And one doesn't feel anything apart from that. It's actually not rationality. It is irrationality only, because rationality is meant to be used for a particular purpose to get a broader understanding of things. So what I was saying is, if there is only logic and there is no other aspect to it, and if that logic gets misled, it can be horrendous. People don't feel any emotion. So logic alone is not necessarily a virtue. It can be a virtue when it is a part of a broader framework of life, broader understanding of life. Otherwise, it can be disastrous. So broadly, in goodness, one is not just driven by one's emotions. And in rationality also, one is not just driven by one's emotions. In that sense, we can correlate rationality with goodness. Okay. So.